From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian government forces penetrate Aleppo. The sound of a wailing woman mourning over the bodies of members of her family in an Al-Shar neighborhood in eastern Aleppo yesterday. Today, Syrian government forces, backed by its ally Russia, have advanced inside Aleppo after launching intensified attacks against rebel-held areas. Amid international criticism, government forces press the offensive to recapture eastern neighborhoods. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that government took control of a northeastern district in the most important advance that the regime has made so far. It was the seventh straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes, leaving residents with almost no access to medical treatment after multiple hospitals were hit. In New York, the UN Security Council met. Stephen O'Brien is the UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator.
Those maintaining the sieges know by now that this council is apparently unable or unwilling to enforce its will or agree now on steps to stop them. The besiegers give us crumbs, an occasional convoy here and there around the time of council briefings, to tick the box that we are all trying our best. The real question is this: how can we prevent now nearly a million people being subject to a cruel form of collective punishment that gets more severe and intense month after month across the country? If the Council can't come together to bring an end to sieges, then you and we must all ask ourselves, why are we having this session here this morning?
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is